Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, podcaster slash author, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, podcast slash author slash comedian. Oh, fuck, you've got more than me.
I was genuinely looking at you there thinking, what you saying? And then at the end, we were like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, she's done it wrong. Oh, no, I've got more.
You win.
Don't forget, I was in Hebben as well, so slash actor.
Oh, I just mean that.
Oh, strictly dancer slash dancer.
Right, brilliant. Welcome to the show.
Also, I'm quite good at washing cars slash car washer.
Carcher.
Carcher extraordinaire.
You would love that.
Oh, I love a carcher. Hi.
It's your turn.
What do I do?
You say it's episode whatever it
do
is.
Do I? Okay. Hi, everyone. You're throwing us off. I'm just thinking about how beefy my CV is. the girth on my CV.
You are girthy, your CV, like.
Excuse me, can you get your CV out of here? It's blocking all the sunlight.
Is that your record of achievement? Covering the sun.
Is that your record of achievement, holding that massive door open?
I don't like to talk about record of achievements.
No.
I don't know where mine is.
Well, don't you lie about yours? Didn't you start lying about yours quite a while
ago?
Oh,
I've lied about my GCSE results for years. When my mum and dad split up when I was like, I think 19 or 20, and it was in the loft, and I didn't know where it went. So, if anyone from the South Shields area has my record of achievement,
you
could you please let me know?
You moved into a house in the Harton area, and in the loft, there was Rosie Winter's record of achievement. She doesn't need it back, because she's a podcaster and author now. So.
I'd still like it, though. There were certificates
would,
and that in there
yeah,
and everything.
You'd love it, wouldn't you? There's me attendance, year 9, Chris. All terms I got, year 9.
100%.
I bet you got 100%, did you?
I loved school, mate.
I remember when I was in junior school, a kid at the end of junior school got a £20 W.H. Smith's voucher because he had never had a day off in all 4 years of juniors.
Ever?
In all never, 4 years
ever.
Of juniors. Everyone was just like, no one could believe it. And he got like a £20 voucher, and that's fucking banging beef here. £20.
That's pretty impressive.
Unbelievable.
He must have took loads of echinacea. Should have got a Holland and
absolutely
Barrett
full of
voucher.
It. Coming out with paws. Guys, it is episode 51. Thank you for coming back if you have. Daisy, I just had a total brain fart there. I was going to tell people to like, rate and subscribe, but do I still even do that?
You can say whatever you want, Chris.
Okay. Guys, it is episode 51. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please like, rate and subscribe and all of that stuff. But before we get started, a word this week from our lucrative sponsor.
It's just
this week's sponsor is not having any hot water.
Oh yes.
Hey, see,
we are all up in that sponsor right now.
Them sponsors about people. I do. Ever watched Walking Dead or a zombie film or something like that and thought I could survive? Then your boiler goes off and you think, actually, I fucking couldn't. I'm a clip. Ring, ring, Mom, can I come and have a bath at your house? Having no hot water.
I don't want to be a grown-up.
More about that later.
Here's the jingle. Is that your sponsor? Is that it?
I just didn't want to go over too much because we've got some later on. You know?
Okay, we'll talk about it in a bit.
We'll just talk about it later on.
All right, then.
It's a sponsor and a tease.
Oh, are you teased?
Hey.
Tease to fuck. God. Here's the jingle.
Jesus Christ.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Bop,
babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, episode 51.
Goodness
the
me.
Same age as Chris's ex-girlfriend.
That's
before me.
That's slander. Well, yeah, at the time, she's older now.
That's even worse.
This is jokes, isn't it? That's total joke. That's not referencing anyone in particular. Don't email in or fucking approach
All right, Peggy, come on, Peggy.
Don't approach us in Sainsbury's if you know her or some shit. It's a joke. God, that. Scared of that now, you know.
Scared of what?
I just like, I don't know how many anecdotes I've dropped. So basically, you know, in my stand-up, I used to, I've talked about the lad who lived across the road. I've talked about him loads.
Yes.
You know, his mom drops her grandkid, his kid, off at a school.
Yeah.
With our kid.
Yeah.
And I say every morning, she's like, hiya, Chris. I'm like, hi, are you all right? And I always just think, have you seen?
She hasn't seen you, sure.
All
yet,
of the stuff I've talked about.
No, nah.
Oh, but they're lovely, bless them. They know who, you know who yous are. You know who yous are. Thank you for a rich childhood full of anecdotes and joy. It's like a Withers original advert, that, isn't it?
What is?
A rich childhood full of anecdotes and joy. Thank you.
I love Withers originals.
You do?
I tell you what, I've ate nearly a full bag of humbugs in the last 3 days. I love a humbug.
Oh, honestly, I wish you still had your record of achievement because we'll put a little certificate in there for it.
Super sucker. Here's a story for you.
Yeah.
Do you know when we do the podcast and we remember little stories?
Yes.
When I was in nursery at school, obviously, I used to drink the milk really slow.
Right.
Because I don't really like it, to be honest. But, right. You know, when we were younger, you were forced to do stuff.
Yeah.
So I used to drink the milk. And all of the class, while I was drinking the milk, because I was always last, used to chant, suck, swallow, suck, swallow. I'm not even joking.
That's like a nightmare.
Isn't that awful?
That's like a bad dream.
It might have been sip. It probably wasn't suck. It was probably sip. Swallow, the whole class. Ask Ashley Little. She knows.
So you were that, let us get this straight. You were the last kid. So what, you were 4 or 5?
Well, I was 4 because I was the youngest
so you were
in my
last
year.
Last person.
Gosh, I was at 3.
You might have
it
been
must
three.
Have just been, I was
wow.
3
so
when I went to nursery.
So the peer pressured you to neck a little bottle of milk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't finish. True story.
Sip.
Swallow.
Oh.
Chug, chug, chug.
Right, everyone, come on, in the yard. In the yard for bumps.
I don't even like milk.
God. Where was your nursery a Wetherspoons?
I wish. Imagine.
Chug, chug, chug. Come on, Rosie. Join in.
Down it. Down
right,
it.
Right, kids. Karaoke after it. This. Karaoke. Come on.
Now you're talking.
Come
now
on. Talking. It's Emily's hen do. Come on. Yeah. Are we getting to the point in the podcast now where we entertain ourselves more than we'll entertain
I think so. I think we laugh at each other more than anybody else laughs. I just think that's what I think. What have you been up to?
We are writing the book.
Still writing that book.
Still, yeah. I've got to say, you are really, really flying the flag and captaining the good ship.
Lollipop.
I was going to say the good ship, Shag Mabry Noy, the book. But you really are, you're absolutely tearing through it.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm literally just behind you, just like going, stop doing so much work, you're making us look bad.
No, but you're it's really ridiculous. Quick at doing it. It takes me a lot longer.
Yeah, but you're sort of leading it. You're getting all the questions and getting all the topics and starting up the chapters, and then I'm sort of chipping in. Fucking, it's lovely. I feel like I'm like marking your work, but adding stuff.
You are using a red font as well.
I am using red, and I'm writing "See Me" at the bottom of all of them.
See me in my office.
Even though we're in the same office, and you're a meter away.
We haven't really been in the office much though, because yesterday I wrote from bed.
I know you were very happy with that.
Oh
weren't you?
Yeah, best working day of my whole entire life. We were gonna mention this anyway. Our heating. Our water, whatever it was, I didn't know, went off the other night, which was extremely stressful and makes you realise that you don't know your house at all and you're a fully fledged grown up and I don't want to be a grown up. It's horrible.
I set the scene. I did a Chris Ramsey and Friends gig at the Stand in Newcastle with a few other comics just to work out new material and stuff. Then I went for a few pints with everyone. Then I went for a curry. So I came back in like half cut.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom. And I sort of turned, the light outside the bathroom was on, and I kind of turned around and looked out of the bathroom door. I don't know why, just gazing off into the distance while I wee, just thinking about me wee.
Must be nice.
And there was a massive puddle of water on the floor, and I was like, oh, God. she's bathed them and she's left a bloody puddle as usual. That's what I thought.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, oh, obviously, yeah. And then I went and stood over the puddle and, like, more water hit us on the head. And I looked up and it was just coming through the light fixture.
Mm.
So it was the massive water tank. And I had to phone that. I had to, like, go into that loft and then I had to phone the plumber.
You rang the plumber at, like, 11:30 at night?
Well, because I know him. And he's...
I was like, Chris, that is not, like, socially acceptable.
But can you remember what I said to you? I said, I know him. I know what he's like. He's told us he hates early mornings and he stays up all night. He's going to pick up the phone. And he literally picked up the next ring.
He did pick up the phone. I was gutted because I was literally standing behind you going, don't, you can't ring him at 11:30 at night.
He's class.
Why'd you... And he answered the phone like, ah, oh, Chris. I was like, oh, Chris.
He just wasn't bothered at all. Like, no. There was no like, hello, who's that? He just went, all right, mate, how you doing? Are you all right? I knew you'd be up.
So, but hey, I'm glad you did. Because did you not get a little bit freaked out at just how... it's when stuff like that happens in the house. And obviously Robin was asleep in bed and you're just a bit like, what do we do?
It's terrifying.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it just shows you how much we're sort of pampered and we're used to just like nice, easy things. Your electricity, your gas or your boiler, when they fuck up, it's literally, you're a baby again.
Yeah.
You're just like running around, just freaking the fuck out.
I
had to go to the top of the blooming garden. I had to
turn the stopcock.
I had to turn the stopcock off. There was a bit of plastic in the way. I had to snip that off. The fucking idiots who put it in, I don't know what they did, but it was literally plastic stopping it from turning. I had to cut that. And then I came back and you were so impressed.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
You were. Because I don't do man stuff very often, but when I do man stuff, you're
this was going to be my beef. My beef was going to be you when the water went off, running around like G.I. flipping Joe, thinking you were mint. Rosie, I've just turned the top cock off. Giving us like a rundown of every single little thing you've done.
Did, yeah.
And
yeah,
it was not sexy. It was not anything.
Shut up. You were wetter than that bathroom floor.
Can I tell you now, the only thing that did turn me on was that you didn't ring your dad. That was you. I mean, you rang the plumber, but that's fair enough. But you didn't ring your dad because normally when something happens, you're like, I'll ring my dad. So I was really chuffed that you dealt with it yourself. So that was quite horny. But other than that.
That was quite horny.
Other than that, I was like, no. Rosie, I've just had to do that and just got everything. Everything's fine now. We're safe. Let's go to bed. Chris, the water's just gone off. But yes, no, we're safe. Save the day.
Were very good. You filled up the coffee machine with water. You filled up some bottles with water and put them in for when we had no water the next day. Very good. Planning ahead.
Thank you.
I just wish that when I turned the bath on to drain the tanks, I wish I'd put the plug in so we just had like a body of water for the morning.
It's ridiculous. We had absolutely no water and no way to flush the chains on the toilets or nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, well, when you have a wee, you've got to fill the back of the toilet up with a bucket from the sink now.
It's exciting. It's like going back in time.
It's like being in Beamish. It's very much like being in Beamish.
It is. Like, honestly, told me Nana and she was like, well, now you know what it's like. And I thought, well, I do. And I'm proud of you, Nana. Because you lived through loads.
I do ring my dad for too many things, to be fair. I don't know what age you stop ringing your dad. I don't know when it is. Probably when he dies.
That's usually the cutoff.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I think when he goes, I'll probably still accidentally go to ring him a couple of times and then get really sad.
That's quite nice.
Yeah.
But you could leave a voicemail, Dad. I know you're not here anymore. Listen, I really needed you to paint the shed today.
Dad, if you're planning on haunting we, come down and haunt we now.
Bring your van.
Bring some silicon and a size 10 socket wrench.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you.
I was at the paint shop the other day buying some paint for the gate.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you want to be careful. There's a storm coming in. It's not painting weather, this, you know. And I literally said to the guy in the shop, I went, my dad's painting. I'm not bothered. Just one out.
He
looked at us like it was a piece of shit.
Did he not mean because of the weather, like leaves and that could get stuck to the paint?
Don't know what he meant. I was like, dad's painting it. Not my problem. I've just got to get the paint. Bye.
Right. Don't you hate it when people just interject useless shit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not painting weather. Well, tell you what, gives me money back. You keep it. Good luck with your business. You're going to do great. Imagine telling people it wasn't painting weather. How ridiculous. And no wonder why shops are closing down. Do you know what I mean?
Because if you're buying paint on a website, like that little a little chat box doesn't pop up at the bottom going, by the way, it's not painting weather. Just get your paint.
Oh, delete.
Have we talked about when...
so strange.
You hate stuff like that. You hate it when like rudeness and people in shops when they're... Like, unsay unnecessary things.
Oh, just don't interject your useless information, because I don't care. And I just find it really rude and just unnecessary. Patronising. Yeah. Oh, do you remember when we went shopping once and we did a really big shop and the woman commented on how much we were spending? And I was like, right. No, put it all back through and go fuck yourself, because I've come here to spend some money and you're judging us for how much I'm spending. It's got nothing to do with you. Do you know what I mean?
But that was when you bought a load of baby clothes. That was at the time when Robin was little. It was like expensive because of all that. But I do remember she was having a go, and it's like, you fucking work here. Should I go and tell the manager that you're telling us to spend less?
I know. And then at the end, I can't remember what shop it was, but they asked if you had one of the points cards. I was like, no, she's kidding. Oh, well. I just thought, oh, yeah.
If we're talking about, the time when we were at Millie's Cookies and you were getting, and I was getting a cookie. I don't know if we're talking about, apologies, listener, if I have talked about this, right? But we're at the Millie's Cookies at the Merrill Centre, and I was like getting a cookie and I was buzzing. I was like, oh, I've been looking forward to it the whole time. I'd been going on the shops with her like a little kid, and I got the cookie and she literally put it on the counter and I was like, nice one. And then she was slightly rude in one of something she said, and you were like, oh, it doesn't matter. And you like marched away and I had to give the fucking cookie back. I was devastated. I was nearly crying.
I just hate rudeness.
She was really rude, to be fair. Just being really, really sort of ignorant.
I just get on my high horse though, because I've worked in retail. And
the difference is you got on my high horse. That was my cookie. The only thing that happened there was I didn't get me cookie.
We went to the other one down the road, and you got a cookie there, and I complained. Said the lass at the other one was terrible. She was the manager.
What, the lass at the other one was that one's boss? Yeah. Goodness me, I wasn't listening. I was bloody balls deep in cookie by then.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't like rudeness, and I don't like bad customer service. Like when you go up to the till and they chat to each other, and you're like, hello, am I invisible?
Yeah.
Customers always first. Customers not always right, but they're always first.
How do you feel when someone's on a phone when you go in? If there's someone in the shop and they're on their phone just chatting away.
What do you mean? A customer?
No. It's a person behind the counter just chatting away on the
phone.
Why
would they be on the phone?
Sometimes they are. At petrol stations, it happens quite a lot.
Then I wouldn't take my custom there.
No?
No.
What if you had zero miles left on your fuel?
I'd wait out for you to go to a different petrol station.
Me?
To bring me a tank of petrol. To me car.
Push me car up the hard shoulder with me pride.
Mm-hmm. I'd hire one of the strongest men to come.
The strongest man.
And bring me car back, tow it down John Reed Road. Because that's the petrol station we were at.
Also, you pick one really close to home in this scenario. Oh, good. I remember once I was in the Metro Centre. I used to go, I know the Metro Centre like the back of my hand, because I used to go there every single week with my mum when I was younger. And I just used to go around all the clothes shops with my mum. Like,
aww.
It was, because obviously I didn't have brothers or sisters.
Such a lonely child. Such a lonely
terrible
child.
However, she always used to take us to Pizza Hut and then the cinema. But I had to go through like Dorothy Perkins and
that's pretty impressive.
Miss Selfridge and everything like that.
I can see where she's coming from.
Well, you know. It's all about compromise.
Yeah.
I remember it in like Wallace? Was that a girl? Was that a lady shop?
Still going to do.
One was something like that, right? And we're in there, and my mum was, I think she was taking something back, or she was asking how the store card worked or something. And I remember the woman rolled her eyes. She'd like turned to someone else and she like rolled her eyes, and my mum caught her, and my mum like blasted her in the shop in front of everyone. Honestly, I felt sick all day. I couldn't eat my garlic bread at Pizza Hut.
Why? Because your mum had blasted.
It was the first time I'd seen something like that happen. She was literally like, I saw you running. The woman was like, no, I'm rolling my eyes at this like returned item here. And she was like, you're running at me. Come on, son. And she marched out. And I was fucking mortified.
I'd have done the same.
I know you would have. Oh, God. Didn't even get that bloody sequined dress I was buying from Wallace. I don't know. I was obsessed with all the sequins now when I was little. I think that's why I ended up on Strictly. Loved all the sequined dresses. You just always trying to get my mum to buy one.
That you had the strangest childhood ever.
I did. I would just go on. You know them ones that Robin's got now where you flick the sequins up and it makes a different picture?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. If they were around when I was a kid, Christ alive.
My mum never took us shopping. No? It wouldn't have happened.
Those three is the one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go in the Metro Centre for us would have been like now, because we go quite often and Robin's just like, oh, I don't want to go. When we were kids and my mum said, let's go to the Metro Centre, honestly, I would have wet myself. With pure excitement, just being like, yes.
So, Metroland?
Oh, Metroland.
Rest in peace, Metroland.
No one's going to know what this is, but Metroland was inside of the Metro Centre, which is a shopping centre, and it was a fairground. And they got rid of it, and it was the worst day of my life.
That might be, actually, for people around the world and around the country listening to this who aren't from the Northeast, that is actually an incredibly strange setup. It was inside, the Metro Centre is obviously a big shopping centre, and it was inside one area of it, which is now a cinema. And it was a full-on fair. There was Dodgems. There was a roller coaster.
There was a stage. I saw five there.
You saw five in Metroland.
I'm sure they did. And 911, I think they were there.
And 911?
This was before they were, big.
Right, okay. Wow. Imagine that from their agent. Guys, I've got a gig for you. It's at a fairground inside a shopping centre. You're sacked. You are sacked. Are you mad?
Babadoo, 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 bah.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
All right, Chris.
Oh.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, God. Is this both of them at the same time? Oh, for
Hello, Chris. It's Becky and Belinda.
Oh, God. Hello.
Hello, Chris. Now, we're just getting in touch with you again. I'm really sorry to interrupt the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But Barry, we've got some terrible news about Barry.
Oh, God, no. No, seriously, don't.
He's still alive, Chris. Still alive.
Right. Well, how's that terrible?
No, it's just the cataracts have spread.
The cataracts have spread. From his eyes.
From his eyes.
To somewhere else.
To his arsehole.
I've hurt myself.
It's never been seen before.
Oh.
And so he's at the hospital now, and Channel 5 have been in touch. They want to make a documentary about his arsehole cataracts. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
So we were just wondering if you and Rosie wanted to be part of the documentary.
Right.
We can't offer any money, but it'll be, you know, exposure for the podcast, and you know, Barry will be so excited to see Rosie.
Right.
Obviously, you can't actually, you won't be able to see you properly, but you may be able to, feel you there.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, I'm not feeling his arse. It's going to be a hard no from me. Listen.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, look, I don't even know you, man.
He's got arsehole cataracts, Chris. You can't be the poor me Ben. Me Ben.
Right, look.
Me Ben. He's riddled. Riddled with it, Chris. And they just want a celebrity on it, Chris.
Look, I'll make some calls,
listen,
right?
I'm please,
busy. Look, me and Rose are really busy, but I'll make some calls, right? We'll get someone, right? Do you remember Chico?
Chico time.
Someone like that. I'll get someone of that ilk.
What about your mate Carl?
Hutchinson. Yeah, absolutely. Carl would be free. Yeah, Carl would definitely be free. Oh, no, he's coming on tour with me. No, Carl can't do it.
Right.
No. No, I don't think you'd like to be second. I don't think you'd like to be second choice either. So, I don't know what to tell you. I'm really sorry. We can't.
Okay, well,
you'll have to ask Rosie when she gets back.
We just wanted to try, okay? Anyway.
You'll have to ask Rosie when she gets back because she's currently recording her own fucking version of The Clumps.
Listen,
where she plays multiple characters.
She's a very talented actress. I'll tell you that. Right? So, it's bye from me.
All right, Chris, it's a bye from me, babe.
Okay, got seamless. Seamless. I'll see you both later.
Big love.
Bye.
Who was that?
Fuck off! It's getting ridiculous. Two of them. It's like James McAvoy in Split.
I love James McAvoy. What's your beef?
Well done. Well done.
Thank
very
you.
Well done. I did enjoy that very much. Well done. God, you are wasted on this podcast. You know that?
Tell
bloody wasted.
Tell me about it.
My beef for you this week, and I think Instagram followers and Twitter followers and some of the smars and dads out there are already familiar with this, but my beef with you this week is on Saturday morning, I think, or was it Sunday? I can't remember. I'm still traumatised. You let our son come upstairs and wake me up with a whistle. So fucking loud. So loud. He just came up with his whistle. You're just sitting down here. God knows what you're doing. In fact, he woke us up with a whistle and then I didn't get out of bed and then I quickly looked at my phone and your top tweet was, I've just let Robin go and wake Chris up with a whistle. I got out of bed And I could hear him, like hear him wanting to come back up. And I was going to get back in the bed after I'd been in the toilet. And then I heard him say, "Where's me cricket bat?" And then he came running upstairs with a cricket bat. And I was like, I'm up. I don't know what you were going to do, but I'm up. Jesus Christ.
I'm just, you know what it is? Everyone always says, these are the days that you'll miss. So I'm just really making sure that honestly, they're ingrained in your memory.
Do you know how often he asks to come and wake you up when I get up with him? Like, do you know how often he says, I want to go and wake mammy up? And I go, no, and I barter with him and I let you stay in bed. And you are giving him accessories to come and wake me up.
It was quarter to nine, Chris.
I'd been gigging.
That's lunch. Quarter to nine. Bloody who do you think you are? Hugh Hefner, eh? Lounging in your bed.
Hugh Hefner must have got up early. Old people get up early. He must have got up early all the time.
What? Old people get up early?
Of course they do.
What do you mean?
They just get up early, don't they?
Yeah, they do actually.
Go to bed
That's
early.
Strange. I know my mum's like that. She's like, been up since 6:30. I'm like, why are you getting up? Just can't help it. Well, I tell you what, when I'm your age, I'll be in bed, me. Absolutely none of that. Would you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My
Phone
dad does.
Silent.
When I speak to my mum's always up. My dad sometimes fucking rolls out of bed at 10 o'clock. He's got a life of Riley. Doesn't give a shit.
Oh, that's what I'll be like. Honestly. Kids will be coming for Sunday, then I'll be like, oh, God, nah.
Balls
I didn't get
cereal,
it. Didn't
everyone.
Get it until 4. Booyah.
So stop it because it's bullying. What's yours?
He just misses you. My beef with you this week is when you sit on your phone of an evening in bed, right. You leave your mouth open and it's disgusting and all I can smell is your breath and you breathe like a whale. And do you remember the other night I had to go over and close your mouth? Why do you do that? How do you not know that your mouth is open?
Do you know what it was, right? I was sitting there on my phone. And I didn't realize I was doing it. My mouth's obviously gaping open. And I'm
you
like,
do it all the time.
Like mouth breathing. Ugh. And like your hand came in and like sort of touched me chin. And I was like, oh, I should probably turn us round for a little kiss. This is lovely. And you just like whacked me jaw and just closed my mouth.
I just can't believe that I'm having to tell my husband to close his mouth. Why? Who breathes through the mouth these days?
As if I'm really like relaxed. I don't know I'm doing it, and I just breathe through my mouth while I'm on my phone, and then you know I'm sternly being told to stop doing
but
it.
But do you know when when you're at the dentist's?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not the dentist's. When is it when you can't breathe through your nose very well, and you have to breathe through your mouth?
If you've got a cold.
Well, yeah, that's one time. But then there's times when you're like, I have to breathe through my mouth because I can't breathe through my nose.
Right.
And I find it personally really hard to breathe through my mouth. So the fact that you're just on the regs deciding, relaxing,
I'm not
to breathe
deciding,
in and out, you're like
just
this.
Happening. I can't, I don't know why, I don't know why I do it. I feel very relaxed when it's happening. But then, yeah.
I'm glad you relaxed.
I feel massively
it's not
self-conscious
nice.
After you lean over and just flick me head like a fucking Pez dispenser.
Shut your mouth.
Right, I'll amend this in the future.
Thank you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Public. As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Send us literally whatever you want, because some of it is bloody fantastic.
Some of it is not. Some of it is utter drivel, but that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
I've been going back in the archives.
Really?
Yeah.
Back. Taking it back now, y'all.
Yeah.
Hashtag throwback Thursday, etc.
All of them.
Yeah. Throwback. Come on, then. What we got?
Oh,
what?
I didn't know where that was going. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Do you think it's okay for guys to have a female best friend and vice versa? I've been with my girlfriend for just under a year now, and she still isn't completely comfortable with me having a female best friend. So this is, I'm guessing that this is a man and a woman. Yes. So I've been with my girlfriend and he's got a female best friend.
Right. Okay.
I've been open about it from the start and they've even met each other. Yet, whenever I see her, or if we go for lunch or a coffee, it's always met with slight jealousy from my girlfriend and she goes in a huff. According to her, it's not usual for guys and girls to be best mates. Any advice on what to do as it does my head in? Please don't read my name/email because she listens to the podcast. Thanks. What do you think? What's your thoughts, feelings, admirations,
etc.? I am from a group of friends when I was younger, and it was all boys.
Mm.
We were all boys. There was no, but that was mainly because we were losers. I'm sure we would have liked to have girls in the group, but there was no girls in the group. There's no girls wanted to come to my house and play Halo on four screen split player.
It's weird that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why they didn't want to come?
Four player split screen. Hey, thanks for coming, everyone.
Great. Do you know why the girls didn't want to come?
Why?
Because those bedrooms always stunk.
Ah, right, yeah.
I've been in them bedrooms with boys playing computer games, and it just stinks. And you get ignored. And honestly, you sat there and you think, I could be doing a lot of better stuff, but you still stay.
I could be drinking Lamborghini in the cemetery here.
Well, a lot more fun. I mean,
I have never had a female best friend, apart from, obviously, you know, me mom. And I was going to see you.
I'm not your best friend.
I don't know. I feel like it is immature. It could be looked upon as immature to be like, well, you can't be best friends with someone of the opposite sex, but I kind of get where she's coming from. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I kind of do get it. Although I'm sure it's absolutely platonic and there's nothing wrong, but I can understand why she's jealous is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a male best friend who wasn't gay. No, I've had best friends mm-hmm. who've been gay.
Yeah.
But not straight male best friends. No. Yeah. Friends who are male, yes. But no, it is a bit strange. I don't think I'm not a jealous person, but I don't think I would be comfortable if your best friend was female. I don't know. I don't know why. Yeah, are we really?
Are we? Are we stupid? There's probably people listening thinking, well, that's ridiculous. Yeah. So would it upset you if I had like a female best friend?
Possibly, but then okay. I feel like I would end up being good friends with her.
Okay.
Is that, I don't know. I don't know. We've never been in that situation.
So listeners, if you want to be my best friend and you are a female, apply now and we'll just wind Rosie up about it and that'll be good. How about that?
I don't agree with this at all. That would be awful. Please don't.
Ah, yeah, I can't be arse with a friend. I don't want any friends. I've got enough. And I've only got about two.
It's true. Babadoo, babadoo,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
My name is Alfie.
Hello. Elfie or Alfie?
Alfie.
Oh, hello, Alfie. Sorry.
Alfie.
I got too excited. Alfie.
You said Elfie again. Alfie.
Alfie. Hello.
Great.
This isn't a phone, is it?
No, there's nobody there. This is an email which I've copy and pasted onto a document. So it's even less communal. Okay. If that makes sense.
Say hello to
I'm trying to use some big words, what with writing the book and that. I'm really trying to broaden my vocabulary.
Communal was the wrong word.
I know. That's what I mean. It's not working at all. I'm trying.
Our book's going to be like, you know in Friends where Dewey uses a thesaurus for his letter and he signs off baby kangaroo?
Yes.
That's going to be our book, isn't it? The chapters you do are going to be just fucking gobbledygook.
Chris, I put an Instagram post on yesterday because I was working from bed and I was buzzing and wrote something on my computer screen and I took a picture of it and put it on. I wrote it wrong and somebody corrected us. It was like, it was so embarrassing. So I put a picture of the laptop screen.
Yeah.
And this is what I'd wrote on the laptop screen. It said, Shad Marinoid - the book. There will hopefully be loads of funny stuff wrote here. The end. And then somebody corrected it saying, written. Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I thought, oh, shit. So.
I thought you were going to say it was the wrong there.
Oh no, I'm good at that.
Right, yeah.
I've got the yours, the theirs. I've got them all down.
Okay,
but it was. It's like the past. What is that?
No, there we go.
No, exactly.
You bowled into that, and then you bottled it instantaneously.
Because I'm just really terrible with grammar. But we've got an editor who's gonna
go through
it and she'll correct
that. She
works
for Penguin,
so that'll be nice.
She's a heavy hitter. She'll be cool. She knows what she's doing. She knows her stuff. So don't worry about it.
I know. Wrote and writtens and the lending and the borrowings will all be sorted out.
Patience gets me. Hospital patients or patients.
Oh, I know that one. Oh,
I don't know that one. I wrote that one wrong the other day.
Wow.
Should we just knock it on the head?
It's just not bothered.
We can barely fucking speak on this podcast, let alone put it down into book form. What we're doing?
Listen, it'll be great. Do you want to hear about Alfie?
Yeah.
My name is Alfie. When I was 7, I had a friend called Matthew. And like many kids, we used to play fight in the garden. One day, we were wrestling each other. I picked up a hard folding chair and slammed the tip of it into his ribs as hard as I could. I cracked one of his ribs and bruised another. And then...
God, Lord!
I know, intense, isn't it? And then, with my brother, a week later, I threw him off of our trampoline and onto a hard wooden table, which didn't break, but his back nearly did.
Good heavens!
I was banned from watching any wrestling.
I'm just about to say wrestling. Someone's mum had Sky.
Yeah, and I wasn't allowed to go to Matthew's house for 3 weeks. So my question for you is, have you ever badly hurt one of your friends / relatives by accident but on purpose, or am I just a murderer in the making?
Holy
That's
shit.
Alfie.
Alfie's a psychopath. That was madness.
No, Alfie's just a young lad who watched wrestling too young.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be watching wrestling at 7.
Yeah, I suppose. Like,
it's going to, you know.
Good God.
It reminded me, though, of a story.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this.
Mm.
When I was 5,
yeah,
my brother Kevin was like 3 or 2.5 or 3. We were getting the bathroom done and the metal door handle was not on the door. It was on the shelf.
Yeah.
My brother picked it up and smashed it on the back of my head. And it split my head open and
oh
I had to go to hospital.
God, I think you've mentioned it. Oh, nah.
It's intense, isn't it?
So like a little metal, so like basically like an L shape, like a door handle, like a long door handle.
Yeah, like a full-on metal door handle.
God.
Heavy. It was gold colour, but I don't think, well, obviously it wasn't gold because we weren't very well off, but it was like sprayed gold.
No, Rosie, everyone who listens to the podcast and me, we knew you meant brass.
Like brass, that's
we
what
knew
I
you meant brass. No one in this, no one's gone, yeah, that'll be there. That'll be the gold, solid gold fixings in there, Sandra's palace. It wasn't real gold. Fuck me. Brass. Like every other door handle in the Northeast in the 90s, it was brass.
Just metal. Well, that's heavy though, isn't it? Is that heavier than metal?
Sorry, is brass heavier than metal? Is that the question you just asked us?
Maybe.
You know, brass is metal is the group. Gold is a metal. Silver's a metal.
Oh, yes.
Brass is a metal.
Yes.
It's just the group of
metal. Oh, of course.
The worst bit is you're not listening. That's the worst bit.
I am listening.
No, because I'll ask you this in a couple of days and you go, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'll go, I remember I told you. And you switch off.
Ask me about groups of metal and I'll tell you all of them. There's copper. Is that a metal? Steel.
Right.
Aluminium.
Right, yeah, okay.
Are they all metals?
I think they're all metals, yeah.
Thank you.
Good God.
Anyway, yeah, he's
you know someone's going to I'm like, that's the thing with the internet and putting this out there. You know someone's going to correct me. You know someone's going, actually, such and such falls under the subcategory of an alloy. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh. Well, maybe you shouldn't try and correct me then, eh, Chris?
I know, but I feel like I need to try at least sometimes. Otherwise, it's just going to be like absolute fucking nonsense more than it actually already
is.
Well,
listen, it just puts me off because of the different colours. But that's fine. I'm glad that I'm learning. Hey, I'm learning. So he hit us with a bit of metal. and split my head open.
I've just kicked a bit of metal on the bottom of the table. Karma.
Yeah. But the day wasn't completely ruined.
Yeah.
Because with any hospital trip when I was younger, my dad brought a Happy Meal in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Both Kev 1 and I like, which I was raging about.
The bloody assault. The bloody.
GBH, Kev.
The assaulter and the assaultee both got the same prize.
I know.
At least I hope he took the toy out of his and threw it away.
No, he got it. Full on got it.
Rosie, I've got you a Happy Meal. Kev, I've got you a plain burger, no fries.
I've got you a bowl of gruel.
I've got two things to tell you. Did I ever tell you when I was in hospital, they thought I had a burst of blood vessel in my brain? Why are you laughing? How dare you? Why did you immediately start pissing yourself laughing?
I don't know. I think it's like a reaction.
That's absolutely terrible. I can't believe this.
Chris, I'm sorry.
I can't believe it.
It's like a nervous reaction. You've never told me that. You thought you burst a blood vessel.
Yeah.
In your mind. Because so I thought you were going to say a burst of blood vessel like in your neck or something, yeah. Like your brain.
Sorry,
that's quite serious. I don't mean to laugh.
It was when I was a top flight amateur boxer for those two flights. for those two fights I had that I got beaten in.
Oh, I hate it when you talk about boxing. Your boxing days. Oh, God. Rosie, do you know when I used to box? I used to have to run up and down the beach like 25 times. Oh,
no, no. 100% record, two fights, two losses. packed it in. Mugs game.
Tell us about your burst blood vessel.
So I went to Gypsy's Green, the stadium, the track, the running track. On a Saturday morning. And I was like running. I just got this like shooting pain in my head, like unbelievable. I went to the doctors about, it was like 2 days later, I was like, I've still got this mad headache.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, what happened? And I was like, oh, I was running and it just instantly happened while I was running. They were like, oh, that's like, and they were like, oh, go to the hospital. And I was like, yeah. And then I went to the admissions ward of the hospital and I had to like stay overnight because apparently like an instant shooting pain.
Did you get to stay over? Oh, see?
You're jealous.
I would have given anything to stay in hospital. Honestly, overnight.
I had to stay in overnight. Admissions ward, I had to stay in overnight. I had to have a brain scan and I had to have a lumbar puncture where they put the thing in the back of your spine. Yeah.
Why don't I know this?
I don't know.
But what was it?
I was hungover. Oh. That's what the headache was. I'd been out drinking on the Friday night, and then I'd went training the next morning, and I was trying to do too much while I was hungover. It was literally a hangover. It was
bleeding the NHS.
Yeah,
dry.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
And you got kept in overnight for that?
Because of it happening instantly, but it probably didn't happen instantly. The probably alcohol wore off, and I probably realised. I don't know. I was like 19 or 17.
19?
Aye.
19? Lying.
I wasn't
to
lying.
The services.
I wasn't lying. I was in agony. But it
you
just,
had a hangover?
It was just, it was terrible, innit?
Chris, you are mollycoddled.
but, can I just say, the main reason I'm talking about this is, my dad brought us a pizza to the hospital. Right? Bought us a 12-inch margarita from Gill's to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Carried it under his arm like a book.
Oh, that's not good.
So that's what I'm trying to get at here. That was the real victim. Literally carried it.
Why as you would that?
Like you would carry a laptop. It's like a fucking calzone when
but
it came.
But your mum and dad don't get takeaways.
I didn't know
so
how to
carry
it.
So did he not know how to, no, he didn't just, know how to just carry literally, a pizza?
He just carried it. I was like, the fuck is this?
Well.
It looked like he'd been hit by a car.
I know, but this is the same man who eats an egg with a plate.
Yeah.
Without his hands.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
Oh, poor Bill.
Doesn't give a shit. And I forgot the other story I was going to tell you.
I'm gutted. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. In a restaurant, my husband loves perusing the menu and making his choice based on the descriptions. He gets really annoyed, like toddler tantrum annoyed, if his dish arrives and it's not as promised.
Oh.
For example. One, he ordered lamb shank based on the sound of the rosemary roasted potatoes that came with it. It arrived with boiled potatoes.
Oh, that is annoying, to be
very
fair.
Very annoying.
I'll give him that.
They nearly got thrown at the wall, she said.
Wow.
Two, he ordered a prawn cocktail starter because it was a hot day and he liked the sound of the iceberg lettuce wedge it came with. It arrived with rocket salad.
I'm not on his side anymore. He's with the knob.
You wouldn't believe the disappointment on his face. Three.
Talk about first world problems.
He ordered beer battered fish and chips in a gastro pub. It looked amazing. When it arrived, they'd put dill in the batter, which he can't eat. I think this might have broken him.
Wow.
So what is your most disappointing food disaster in a restaurant and how did you react?
Oh, wow. Wow.
What's yours?
I love him. The first one that jumps to mind for me, and it's weird because I was drunk and this is how bad the food was.
Right.
It was on my stag do, right?
Yeah.
Me and a friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson.
Don't offer. God,
honestly. I know. I'm please. Sorry, right? I'm sorry. He's my only friend outside this room, right?
Love Carl a lot, but yeah. It's getting ridiculous.
Well, look, this story isn't about him. It's about me, mainly, and some food. So there was this place near the hotel in Portugal, Albufeira, called Tony's Pizzeria.
Oh, sounds classy. Classy little joint.
Oh, God, right. So we'd go there. It was literally open like 3 a.m. You would go there and they'd be cooking all kinds.
Yeah.
And everyone's just getting pizzas and stuff. But we decided, me and Carl, because we're a couple of pains in the arse, we said, let's get spaghetti bolognese. Right?
From the pizzeria at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's not a sensible idea.
I don't know why we did it. We'd already had a couple of hot dogs on the strip as well from the little hot dog van. So I don't know why. I don't know why we did this. Anyway.
Got the midnight munchies.
Yeah. So I remember saying, can I get some 2 spaghetti bolognese's and like a pizza to share between us? Because we're big fat pigs. And what happened was I went and sat at the table for a bit. Then I went up to see what was going on. And I watched the guy. Bearing in mind, me expectations were low. Because this was 3 a.m. and I was drunk. And this was a pizzeria. And I was just going to get some pasta to soak some of the lager up.
Yeah.
He was pouring pre-ground mince, frozen sort of pre-ground mince, into the pot from what I can only describe as a cement bag.
What do you mean?
It was fucking massive. It was the biggest bag I've ever seen. Wow. And he was holding it like a giant pillowcase, just a nondescript blue, like a blue bag. And he was just like, and it was just like this frozen sort of
cat food.
Ground mince sort of, yeah, cat food stuff was like pouring into this pan. And I like looked and I went, is that the mince? And he was like, yes, it'll not be long. And he just, like, totally nonplussed that I'd looked. And he was pouring it in, and I walked back over, and I went, Carl, he's pouring it in out of a fucking, like, what looks like a giant blue pillowcase. I was like, this is an absolute, and it came, and it was one of the worst things I've ever eaten in my life.
Did you eat it?
No, we had a couple of mouthfuls of it, and the whole story ends with Carl, as we're walking out, Carl turned round and shouted, Tony's Pizzeria, Tony should be locked up. And then we both ran off down the street.
Listen. Bad boys for life. You two, don't mess with them. Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Well,
she'll be locked up. What's yours?
My disasters in restaurants is whenever I order the seafood pasta, get really excited.
Oh, yeah.
It's always got cheese on.
Yeah.
Always got cheese on, and I just want to cry because why would you put cheese on a seafood pasta?
You are plagued by surprise cheese, aren't you?
Oh, all the time.
Everywhere you go, they stick a bit of cheese in.
I tell them that I'm allergic to it now so that they don't put it on.
Another friend of the podcast, Jason Cook. He says it's really fucking irritating going for a meal with him. Mm. So irritating when he does it, but it does work.
Yeah.
Because it sticks in their head. He says he does it with mushrooms and he does it with cheese.
Right.
So he'll say, can I have the burger, please? No cheese. I can't have cheese or I'll die.
Wow.
That's what he actually says.
That's good,
can
though.
Can I get that? No mushrooms. He looks him in the eye and he goes, I can't have mushrooms or I'll die.
Right.
And I'm like, fucked it. I'm like so embarrassed. But it works because it sticks in their mind.
Yeah.
Because people always say, no this, no that. You know, none of that. Can you take that away? Can I have it without the sauce or whatever? And they go, all right. But if you're brash enough to look them in the eye and go, I'll die if I have that.
Like
the chances are they're going to remember when they get back to the kitchen.
Really serious allergy.
But it's absolutely mortifying to be around when he does it. But it does work.
I might try it.
I can have the cheese toasty, please, but no cheese or I'll die. Do you want some toast? Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. I seem to always be the one that witnesses disgusting stuff that my mates don't believe. Strangely, they always happen on the train.
Get in.
One of my favourite examples is, One time on the train out of London, a lady got on with her guide dog and sat diagonally in front of me across the aisle. At the next stop, a Mick Hucknall doppelganger got on and sat behind her and her impeccably behaved dog. What happened next, I'm sure, would be classed as some sort of abuse.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He started to fuss the dog. The dog got more vigorous and he was really getting into it, getting his hands right into the fur. I think he rubbed the...
Sorry! What the hell's happening here?
This is what it says.
He stroked a dog.
So he's stroking the dog.
Well, first of all, can I say, don't stroke a working dog. If it's a guide dog or if it's an assistance dog, mm-hmm. ask the owner first.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, you got to. You can't just start.
Yeah, like, totally.
Say to the owner, is it okay if I stroke your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that work.
They're grafting. It's grafting.
Exactly.
But he might get his hours docked.
Oh, poor pig. So he's getting his hands right in the fur.
Right.
I think he rubbed the dog for a solid 15 minutes.
Right.
At this point, I'd say his hands needed a good wash.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no. He sat back in his seat and proceeded to suck each finger like it was coated in sticky sauce.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so he's been right in that fur. And now he's sat in his seat and he's licking all of his fingers, getting that juicy fur goodness off.
Goodness. And they're oily dogs, them. Labradors and that. I'm assuming it's a Labrador. Guide dogs are normally Labradors.
Yeah, possibly.
Labradors and sort of Rottweilers and stuff, mm-hmm. they get a bit of oil on them.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Oh, my God. See, I thought straight away I was going to have to cut you off. I thought you were going to say he stroked the dog, then he ate a sandwich without washing his hands. And I was like, Rosie, dog lovers are going to email in and say you don't have to wash your hands. Some dogs are cute, blah, blah, blah. But that is just
perverted. He's licking. He's deliberately went right in
he's
on this dog.
Essentially, he's licked the dog by proxy.
Absolutely, yeah.
He's caught the middleman of the hands. He's basically licked her dog on a train.
He's one step above Catwoman.
Yeah. Can me mate lick your dog?
Oh, I need to tell you the dog story. Have I told this before?
No.
Have I not told you the dog story?
Oh, I think you might have, but do it anyway.
Oh, right, okay. So I used to work in a band and we used to tour around the country and we worked with a girl called Lisa and she was quite young and naive, but she's not anymore. She's married and that now, but she was so lovely. And we were once driving through a village and there was a dog walking along and the dog had its tongue hanging out the side of its mouth like, and so out of nowhere, she looked at the dog and then looked at us and went, "Eh, that dog's hot as out." From then on, Lisa fancied dogs.
Right,
and
yeah.
So every dog we were like, oh, Lisa.
So hot dog. As out. So hot as out. If anyone who doesn't get the Northeast phrase there. So as out, it's like AF, like as fuck kind of thing. As out would be a family friendly version. You know, I'm hot as out. I'm hot as fuck kind of thing. But yeah, that is.
Our dog's hot as out.
Apologies if that's already been said, but oh my God, I love that.
It's one of my favourite things that's ever happened. When you just think, oh, I'm so glad you said that and I was here to hear that. Back to this. So, yeah. So the guy's watching this guy lick his fingers. Sorry. No, this is a girl. It's Becky who sent this in. Right. I felt dirty just watching him. The guide dog kept looking round as if he felt dirty about it too.
No, he didn't.
Oh, no.
No, the dog didn't know.
Oh, the poor dog. He's literally being assaulted on public transport.
The dog didn't know.
The lady that owned the dog obviously had no clue, as she was blind. So the whole experience was just horrific.
That is honest, the perfect crime, isn't it?
I know. I bet he does it all the time.
Whenever he sees a guide dog, I bet he can for it. That's disgusting, that like.
Horrible, isn't it?
That must be his thing.
What a dog perv.
Have I ever told you about the time I was on the metro and I was coming back from Newcastle. I worked in all sports at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a mate of mine who used to come in all the time on a Saturday and speak to us and stand with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend, that girl, was sitting in the next carriage, right? So I knew her, but I didn't know her enough to go, oh, hello, I'll sit next to you. It was just mate's girlfriend who came into the shop, right? This young chava lad, this sort of tracksuit wearing drunk lad got on,
mm-hmm.
and he sat opposite her, right? Mm-hmm. And he just was like, he wasn't like threatening, but he was just like, yeah. It was the worst pickup attempt I've ever seen.
Right.
He was literally in like a proper Newcastle chav accent. He was just going like, yeah, you're like absolutely lush, you like. And she was just like sitting And I mean, she must have felt a bit, but he wasn't being horrendous, but he was like, yo, Lush, oh, yeah, I'd love to, I can't take you out for a drink and that, you want to come out with me? And she was like, oh, I've got a boyfriend. He was like, oh, and then he just sort of sat there going, he's the luckiest bloke in the world. Yeah, if you ever finish with your boyfriend, give us a ring, right? I'll be straight down and all this. And I sat like pissing my pants at it, watching. He got off the metro, right? And I immediately stood up and I walked along to her. And just as the door shut, I turned and looked at him and I sat down and I put my arm around her. And she was laughing and I was laughing. And he looked fucking devastated.
What did you do with
just
that?
As like a fuck you to him for getting on it. And sort of like getting on and bothering her. And like I sort of walked down and I nodded at her and she nodded at me. And I like looked at him and I sat down and I put my arm and I looked at him out the window. And he looked, honestly, he was going to cry.
I love that.
It was quality.
I wonder what his success rate is.
I don't know. But I'd forgot about that until you just told you just told that story.
Well done.
I've never felt cooler in my life. So good.
That reminds me, just hearing you do that Geordie lad voice. Do you remember when we were younger and you'd be somewhere and people would just go around going, yeah, will you snog me, mate? Oh, yeah, will you snog me, mate? Gone on. Oh, yeah, snog me, mate. And you'd be like, no, I will not snog your mate. But thank you for asking.
Snog is a kiss with tongues, if anyone in the whole
like a French kiss
world. Yeah, like a, yeah, yeah.
But it happened so often. Mate. Everywhere I went, somebody was just asking to snog someone.
There must have been ulcers and everything. Sorry, everywhere you went, someone was asking to snog someone.
It just happened loads.
Why wasn't I at these places? Why was I in the house playing Halo with me three losers?
Well, maybe she should have left.
Why wasn't I? Why wasn't I in places where people are getting asked to snog each other left, right and centre?
Everywhere that we went.
I missed out. I feel like I've missed the January sales, yeah.
Honestly, everywhere we went, people were just saying, yeah, will you snog me, mate?
Everywhere you went.
I swear, I absolutely swear. Yeah, it was almost every weekend.
No, I won't. Now can we get back to the lesson, sir?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits, all the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Get ready.
With a little bit of shit. Oh, you pointed at us. Your point, I was geared up so much there.
Oh, useless. You pointed useless.
At us. You pointed at us, then you said, get ready. So on the point, I was like, oh, we're the little. Oh.
If it went right, I'd be worried.
Don't even re-record it. I had me chance.
Oh, yeah. Back by
you
popular.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself
in the music. Don't get started on Eminem. Back by popular demand.
Yeah.
Thought people wouldn't like this section.
Oh, God.
People love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's, you know, I get a little filthy story in
why,
there for
why
a little bit
not?
Of muck. A little bit of muck for you. Keep you going over the weekend.
Bit poo fat dance. Bit blue. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My poo story.
Great.
In words. My best mate was a beaver leader.
Sorry?
A beaver leader. A beaver leader. Yeah. What 6 to 8 years old. Six to 8 year olds before they go to Cubs, then Scouts are called beavers.
What was a euphemism?
What, like the Pied Piper? But the beaver leader.
Oh, it's just so weird. A beaver leader.
What the hell's
going on?
It's a real thing. My son was one of the beavers.
Follow the beaver. Follow the beaver. My son was one of the beavers.
And there was
a friend. Sorry to interrupt again. A friend was a beaver leader, and our son was a beaver.
Yeah.
So like a scout leader. Well, but beavers.
Beavers before Cubs and Scouts.
Jesus Christ.
6 to 8 year olds before they go to Cubs and then Scouts. Right. Did you ever do any of them?
No. Does it sound like I did any of them? No. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, that I loved you.
Fucking animals are farthing wood around here.
Oh, goodness. So my son was one of the beavers and there was going to be a big trip to London to see the sights and then sleep on the Golden Hind, which is a Tudor ship on the River Thames.
Oh, right. Okay.
I didn't know you could sleep on them.
Weird.
Strange.
Okay.
She asked me to come along as a parent helper and I thought, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not a cheeky little trip to London? Oh, God. Part of the trip was going on the London Eye. Each pod of the London Eye holds around 25 people, so the organisers of the trip decided to split our group, which was 30 people in total, into two groups of 15. This meant that we were in two pods next to each other, but we also had around 10 members of the public in each pod with us.
Public. Do you know what? Like, three times now during the story, I've forgot it's in the Let's Talk About Shit section, and I've remembered and got scared. And
yeah,
I'm scared again.
It's in there.
Oh, God.
It involves feces.
Come on, then.
I was in the first pod with my friend and the other leaders in the second pod. The London Eye takes around 30 to 35 minutes to do a full rotation.
Jesus,
of
really?
The thing.
Oh, God.
I know, it's not my
cup
of tea.
I'm all right for that. Like,
I know, me
I'm
too.
I'm absolutely all right for the London Eye.
Well, I'm terrified of heights, so I just don't think I would enjoy it.
I'm just all right for it. I'm like, there's us and 35 other people. Great. What can you see? Stuff.
It must be quite nice, though. It's something to do, isn't it? How much is it?
It's expensive. I reckon it'd be pretty expensive.
Anyway, I'm
just all right for them. I'm all right for Ferris wheels and that.
Me too. I hate
them. I started putting them up in every city had one at one point.
Yeah.
There's one in Manchester, like right next to the shopping centre. I could barely see over the top of the shopping centre.
We've never had one.
What's that for? I mean, there's even less to see up here. Crikey.
There's a wall somewhere. Adrian's wall. About halfway through, my friend's phone rings. Her face went white and she started looking at the other pod. When she hung up, she started to laugh. It took her ages to be able to get the story out to me. The call was from one of the leaders in the pod behind us. One of the beavers had done an explosive diarrhea.
Oh my God.
And literally poo was pouring out of his trousers and onto the floor of the pod.
Oh, no.
You need to bear in mind that these pods are sealed, no windows, and you can't obviously get out as you are high in the sky looking at London.
God.
This is what tickled me, right? So obviously that's disgusting. Apologies, but this is the funny one. This is the funny bit. Everyone in this pod moved to one end, and when I looked up to see them, they were adults and children pushed against the glass, trying to suck some fresh air from any gaps there might be.
That's fucking amazing. Oh God, it probably tilted to one side. Oh God,
the poor members of the public who had paid a lot of money to go on this ride and queue for ages only to be trapped inside an airless box with a beaver's flowing.
That is absolutely wonderful.
That's from Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Hey
Joe, thank you,
mate. As it's backed by a popular demand, shall we expand this section?
Because
I know you mentioned to me that you had possibly another poo question.
Do you want another one?
Should we just throw them both in here? Like two children shitting all over the London Eye. They're in here together. Here we go.
Throw that poo at the wind. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have a poo-related story I have been meaning to tell you. What is this podcast?
I've been meaning to tell you. Literally on a to-do list.
Did you think this is what you would be doing?
Yeah.
As a career, did you really?
Well, I told you I had a game in infants. I had a game that me and my friend did called the Poo Pants Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And well, just you'd like crouch down and run around and just go. And like the joke was that just basically jumping around while making a pumping noise. And there's that.
We also had poo related things at school.
Yeah.
When I went to school, there was the diarrhea corner.
Okay.
And you'd play a tig.
Yeah.
And whoever lost had to be put in the diarrhea corner. And it was a corner of the wall, and you just put it in, and they were like, diarrhea! And that was it. True story.
Right, okay, so there was no diarrhea, it was just called the diarrhea corner. It wasn't like a brown stain on the wall or...
No, it was just the diarrhea. See? It was just the diarrhea corner.
Kids obsessed with
it,
and I've never grown up.
It was one of them.
Come on then,
anyway,
what's the next one?
Okay. It was a lovely spring afternoon, so I decided to go for a walk alone. On my way back, I went through a little lane that ran behind a park. Towards the end of this route home, there is a 90-degree angled corner going round someone's back garden. The corner is blind. So there I was, walking along, minding my own business, listening to a podcast. As I rounded the corner, my path was obstructed. There was someone squatting in the middle of the path, taking a shit.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
A grown-up.
Well.
Oh.
Listen to this. Time stopped. The man locked eyes with me.
Man.
Mid-shite. I watched in horror. in slow motion as the stool he had been producing finished curling out and fell to the ground.
I'm going to be sick. Oh, my God.
That portion of the encounter can't have taken more than 5 seconds, but it felt like 5 years. As the turd hit the ground, the spell was broken. Time started again. The man tried to stand up straight, pulling up his monkey jeans whilst mumbling at me, "Sorry, oh man, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
Oh, the shame.
He might not have been Jordy, I don't know.
God, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry about that, love. Sorry about that. In the same way that if you know when you do that thing when you walk towards someone and they go left and you go right and you're the same way. Sorry. You just had to see us knocking out a chod.
I think he said it really upset.
Yeah.
I think he's crying, going, "Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, man.
I'm sorry, but if you get, an 80 quid fine for urinating in public? If you're caught shitting in public, you should be put in jail for a day.
What if you really... Anyway,
no, let's not carry on for a second. Let's just think he should be in prison. Come on.
I don't think it's a prisonable offence.
Oh,
we're not going to agree on this.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it is.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather do it in my pants and just go home.
Right. Well, good. Oh, yeah. Have we become?
Thanks for asking. Put that in my record of achievement.
This is not what I thought my life would be. Oh,
I don't know why I said that. I wish I hadn't said that.
Right. I shielded my eyes and walked past whilst amongst yelling, "It's okay."
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, stranger.
You crap away. While realising that I couldn't see anything that he could wipe his bum with. I was scarred for life that day. In recounting this story to other people, I learned that I am not the only person to have encountered this man squatting on the path. I have now affectionately dubbed him as the serial shitter of this place.
Sorry, so it's the same guy?
Yeah, apparently people keep seeing him.
What the hell's the matter with him?
He just must get his kicks out of dumping in the street.
That is...
And apologise.
He didn't even pick it up. If you do it that often, take a poo bag with your sunshine. Have some in your pocket.
Dog owners have to do it.
Someone has stood in that. Someone out there, possibly listening to this, probably not, has stood in that and went, "Bloody dogs." And it wasn't even a dog.
And it was him.
It was a stinking, horrible, dirty man.
Human turd.
Horrendous. Horrendous. What, again, I'll close the show with my catchphrase. What's wrong with everyone?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for coming back each week. Please like, rate and subscribe this podcast. We love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's still lovely that you all listen. It's still really nice. Thank you. The book is being written.
Apparently.
We're cracking on with that. We are making each other laugh quite a lot, though, while we're doing that. Joking aside, we are having a good time, aren't we, don't we?
It's absolutely wonderful, and it's going to be the best book that's ever been
written. Well, that's ridiculous. Lower your expectations. It's available now for pre-order.
I meant it's the best book that's ever been written, I think.
I was hoping you were going to notice or someone could...
Is it written? Written?
Roted. I think it's roted.
The best book that's ever been roted in the history of all roted books.
There we go.
On papier.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.